Famine has spread into one more region of Somalia, and more than 4 million Somalis now need aid. The Bay region is the sixth region of the country to be declared a famine zone. And the United Nations said today about 750,000 more people may die from famine in the next 4 months if there is no adequate response. Oxfam's regional media officer for the Horn of Africa, Alan McDonald, told me things are getting worse every day in Somalia.
There are now 750,000 people who could well face starvation in the next couple of months. There are also many other parts of Somalia that are still badly affected, that are likely to be declared a famine in the next month or two. So this is still spreading. The rains are still not here. The latest assessments show that the harvest this year has been the worst for about 17 years in Somalia. And the malnutrition levels that were released today show that about in the new famine area, about 58% of people are malnourished, which is just unheard of levels. Almost, it's four times or even more what would normally be considered to be an emergency. So people are just, they're not getting enough food, they're not getting enough water, and there's a real chance that we'll see a spread in diseases. If the situation gets even worse over the next month or two.
What is the security situation like in this new famine zone?
I mean, across Somalia, all the areas are quite difficult to access. Some of them are controlled by government groups, some are controlled by opposition groups. But for all the areas, it's quite challenging to get there. This region that that's been announced today, we don't actually work in. So I'm not too familiar with that particular area. But for the other areas that have been declared a famine, some of them are opposition controlled, some of them are government controlled, it's extremely difficult and quite dangerous for our partners to work in those areas, but they are managing to get some aid into those areas.
Of course, Somalia is the worst affected area in this drought and hunger situation, but it's not the only one. What is going on in some of the surrounding countries, such as Kenya and Ethiopia and Eritrea?
Well, I mean, this is one of the overlooked crisis. We have thousands and thousands of people still coming across from Somalia into, Kenya and Ethiopia into refugee camps there. But the areas that they're coming into are not quite a famine situation and not quite as bad as parts of Somalia. Still seem affected by the crisis. So, northeastern Kenya is where it's been the driest year for 60 years. So people there are critically short of water. Right across northern Kenya, southern Ethiopia, to a lesser extent, parts of Djibouti and some of the other countries in the region are extremely, extremely badly affected. And in Kenya alone, there's nearly 4 million people who are in need of aid, and most of them are in the chronically dry, chronically neglected, and very least developed, the poorest areas of the country up in the north. And those are the people who are very badly affected, and it's very important that they're not forgotten about. The situation in Somalia is extremely bad, but it's also bad in parts of Kenya and Ethiopia as well.
What can people do to help? What's most needed right now in the region?
Money is still needed. We have had quite a generous response over the last couple of months since the first famine announcement and since the emergency funding appeals were launched. So money has come in, but more is needed given the scale of the crisis. It is having an impact. People have been incredibly generous in pledging to our appeal, so we really hope that keeps coming. But the other thing is just, we don't want to be in a position where this happens again next year or the year after. And to do that, there has to be politicians as well as just money. The areas that are worst affected, particularly in Kenya and Ethiopia, are you know, the most neglected areas. So there needs to be a lot more longer-term development in those areas. There needs to be, you know, better governance from governments here as well as, you know, the international community for those areas. So, you know, pressuring political leaders across the world to make sure that this famine doesn't happen again would be extremely helpful.